Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. Now, have you ever awakened in the middle of the night to rehash a conversation that happened yesterday or even years ago, stalked someone online at work, or found yourself holed up in the trunk of a lover's car so you could be, quote-unquote, close to them? If you find yourself frazzled, anxiety-ridden, and perplexed by people, places, or things, you just might be codependent. So today's podcast with Misty B will teach you how to lighten up a bit if you are. Misty writes humorous books about life on the road to recovery, writing If You Leave Me, Can I Come With You? 365 daily humorous meditations for Al-Anons and codependents kept Misty's mind busy and allowed her to shine some light into normally very dark spaces while on her own journey to recovery from codependence. So welcome, Misty B.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, as I said before we got on the line, I love the title of the book, If You Leave Me, Can I Come With You? I mean, if that's not codependency wrapped up in, I don't know, eight words, I don't know what is.
It's true, but if it's you, you relate to it.
Yeah.
That's what makes it even funnier, if you've lived it.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell our listeners, if they haven't lived it, what exactly is codependency and how does it really affect people's lives?
Yes. Well, for me, how I define codependency, there's a lot of people who are professionals in this arena, and I'm not. I'm just a person who's lived through it. You know, I call it the school. We all call it the school of hard knocks. But for me, it's anything that I'm over focused on other people or things, and for me, anything that keeps me from a relationship with my higher power and myself. So codependence can include a job or a place, but usually it's people. And it's when I become more concerned about what other people are doing or thinking than I do about what I'm doing or thinking. And when I count on other people to make me happy or affect my day, take my happiness away or give me happiness, that's codependence. And then finally, I think when you put the relationship with other people ahead of the relationship with yourself and your higher power or whatever you believe to be a more spiritual essence, that's codependence. So it can affect people's lives. It is a real thing. It's a real problem. And I had a kind of a viewpoint of what it was. And I pictured the woman, you know, running after her husband. Don't take the car. You'll kill yourself. You know, and I wasn't that person, but I definitely was over invested in other people's opinions of me.
And now how do you know if you are codependent? What are those five signs?
Okay, well, I lied. I actually have six. As I was getting ready for this, I went, oh my gosh, I have six. I can't go down to just five. So I will tell you the main ones that I can define, or as I define them, you know, based in my history. And that's, I'm really pissed off at other people a lot. So, you know, because I'm reacting to the things that they're doing, I was constantly irritated. And that was before I found, you know, a program of recovery. But because everybody's opinion matters so much, when they don't like me or they said something negative, it just, you know, I just would feed it and hold on to it. Second is I'm really obsessional, you know, in terms of my thinking about what other people are doing, thinking or feeling. And then when I focus on other people's reactions versus my feelings about something. So someone reacts to something. A lot of codependents don't even really know how to feel. They just know everybody else is upset or everybody else is angry, so they have to be that way too. Instead of stopping and going, how do I really feel about this situation or what do I think? We go right into activity. And that's the other thing. We're a lot of reacting versus acting. So instead of making decisions just I'm going to do X, Y, Z, it's I'm going to do X, Y, Z if so-and-so does this. So our life is completely dependent upon other people. Now, I know this isn't sounding very funny, but there is some humorous aspect to that, and I'll get to it in a minute. But and then it's just this inability to say no to other things. So it's really hard for a codependent to say no to anybody else because we feel like we constantly have to be agreeing or saying yes. People won't love us or care about us. We'll lose the job. We'll lose the relationship. And no is a healthy thing to say at times. And, oh, one more I will say. So We're
I was
very...
waiting. I was counting. I was like, one, two, three.
I'm not a good counter either. I'm not great at counting. But the need to control, the real hypersensitivity to controlling situations. And it doesn't always look like control because we're pretty manipulative people. But we know we want the certain outcomes, so we'll do certain things to get those outcomes. So just not accepting life on life's terms is generally what it is. A lot of people have codependent issues.
And I'm sure there are different levels of codependency. You know, you might have a mild case of it, I guess you could say, or mild codependency, and then you have some that are very severe. So why and how can humor be helpful, and why is it so important when it comes to recovering from whatever level of codependency that you're suffering through?
Well, I mean, I think we all know, you know, the story that, you know, humor, tragedy is, or comedy is just tragedy with a little bit of time attached to it. So for me, in my own personal journey, I'm involved in a 12-step program called Al-Anon, which is for probably more severe codependents. There's the real crazy kind, which I am, and then there's kind of the light kind of codependent. And I'm definitely on the one, you know, the scale that needs the support of a community. And so for me, while I was kind of getting to see how much codependent there, how codependency had affected and impacted my life, by the relationships I had with people who were either alcoholics or addicts or workaholics, just basically people who weren't available to me, I started doing my recovery work in a 12-step program. And as I was going to meetings, I live in the Los Angeles area. We have a lot of great meetings. But when I would travel and go to other meetings, I noticed that people were really, really depressed. And I thought, these people need some laughter. And I think healing and laughter are so intertwined. The ability for me to step back from a situation, even when I'm in it, you know, even when I'm doing something really stupid, I've learned to cultivate the ability to go, okay, even while I'm doing this, even while I'm screaming, I know this is crazy, and then I can stop myself. But when I have no clue about what's going on, or I have no sense of humor or sense of irony about it, it's really hard to step outside of myself and stop myself. So I think humor's cultivated. You know what I mean? Like you have to have a little perspective. You have to have a little bit of a quirky imagination, but you can develop it. But I think if it's just so dark and always about working and changing and growth and there's no humor, it just becomes a drag. So my goal is to get people to have fun while they're recovering.
And what would be the first step to try and cultivate that humor while you're in this recovery period?
So I think one is doing things that are fun. I mean, doing things that you really enjoy that make you laugh. So say it's every morning watching a YouTube video that makes you laugh. For a long time, there was a scene in Anchorman that just made me laugh, and I would put it on every morning and just laugh at Ron Burgundy because I just think he's a funny character. Laughter gets you laughing. You know, it starts, your brain kind of changes the synapses and all that medical stuff. It really affects your brain. So what I would do is find something that would make me laugh every morning, and then it started lightening me up to where I could see the perspective. You can also kind of look at life through the viewpoint or the lens of someone else. So it could be your dog, it could be a bird. As long as you're kind of able to step out a little bit and be objective about your situation, you can find humor. And when you put yourself around other people that do have a sense of humor, you start cultivating it more. So if you're around a lot of depressed, down people, it's a little harder to find the humor. So I bring people in my life that I think have a sense of humor and have a little bit of a lighthearted view about life. It's really nothing in the United States that we're dealing with is that bad. It's really not. I mean, things could be so much worse. Gratefulness is another thing. When I'm grateful and when I'm focusing on the things that I do have versus the things that I don't have, I can cultivate more of a sense of humor about it. But I think, again, it's just being around it, kind of saturating yourself with humor and making sure that you're laughing a little bit every day.
Well, I know this, that if you want to find some humor, you can check out Misty B's book, If You Leave Me, Can I Come With You? 365 Daily Humorous Meditations for Al-Anons and Codependents on Amazon. You can also visit Misty B at her site, which is lightstepper.com. That's L-I-G-H-T STEPPER, LifeStepper.com, which focuses on humor in recovery, and Misty B's second book, Forgive Us Our Debts, Please, 365 Daily Meditations for Debtors, Compulsive Spenders, and Under-Earners will be available for sale at the end of this year, 2014. Thank you, Misty B, for being here.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.